Oh, it's your Mountain of Rock, Q94, Fleetwood Mac. And for that, Foreigner. Hey, I'm Gary Lee. Here we are. It's a Thursday morning adventure, and it's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report with Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this beautiful Thursday morning?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, and warmer weather. We're going to see temperatures in the 80s today. I bet you're seeing a few boats roll by.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we might break some temperature records today. It's going to be so nice.
I'm good with that, for sure. As long as it's on the upside, you know.
There might be a lot of people playing Fisher and playing hooky today, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I tried, but, you know, didn't work. So, what are you hearing from the Fisher people?
It's springtime. Spring bite. It's really picking up. It's good. It's good. It seems like some of the stripers and hybrids have slowed. Really got to chase them and find them. The whites are still hitting pretty good. This past week, a lot of guys were getting some nice whites. Crappie bites picked up. That's been really good. Live bait and some Bobby Garland colors have been working really good this past week.
Mm-hmm. Well, are the crappie close to the bank, or what's...
They are starting to. They're still over brush piles, but they're moving closer from what everybody's told me. And not overly deep, 12, 15 feet. I had one guy tell me he found a bed or some brush, and he said that was 6 feet deep.
Huh.
So it's been all over the place on them. But they're moving. The water temperature... mid-50s, the upper-50s, depending where you're at on the lake. So we're getting into some spring conditions here, and the bass bites picked up this past week.
Well, it won't be too long, and those stripers and hybrids and whites should be starting to spank on top of the water.
Yeah, that's a couple of guys. I could tell by what bait's being bought, and then I'll ask the guys, and they said have started to see some topwater bite in the morning, about this time of the morning, or a little bit earlier, you know, first light, get out there, and they said they've seen some topwater action, so I think that's right around the corner of happening.
That's always so much fun, too. So
oh,
much
yeah,
fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, when you, that's a good bite there. That's fun.
Now, also, you know, I mean, you're just right there above Fouts boat ramp, but they've done a bunch of stuff to Panther Bay. What can you tell us about that over there, or do you know anything on that side?
They haven't done anything over here, Gary. They did a few years ago. They put a new dock in down here, courtesy dock at the launch ramp, and they widened the parking lot, but that's been 5-6 years since they did that. I think Panther just finally got into the loop of getting theirs all redone. Mm-hmm. But this was redone several years ago. It always could be bigger, you know, when it's busy, it's packed down there.
Oh, yeah.
There's never enough parking for everybody, you know, when it's busy. But I don't foresee any. There's no room to put anything anymore down there. You know, there's where you're gonna go with it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're about to get to that time for bass tournaments. Are there any tournaments that's coming up?
Yeah, there was one last weekend, and there's one the following week, and then we got our cystic fibrosis tournament. We have the Lake Norfolk Fireworks Association tournament coming up, and I'll get some of those dates posted up on our Facebook page too, so people can see it. I put the cystic one out there already because we've got a lot of people that are regular people that stay with us for that tournament. But I'll try to get them all up there on there. And then there's some a lot of local tournaments where they have 25 boats or 30 boats. There's a lot of those on the weekends and stuff. And so there's a lot of pressure on the lake starting end of March and in through April. There's a lot of bass tournaments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That is for sure. Well, hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know more, maybe, you know, book a little getaway to Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-4000. 5277. Our Facebook page, leave us a message on there, look at some of the pictures, and then always our webpage, thebuyerresort.com. You can go on there, and there's a whole section they can take a look at. And then also, if you're in the neighborhood, just stop in and we'll talk fish, or we'll have a cold one, or whatever your preference is.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we do appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
And see you next week, Gary.